The history of rock and roll continues with Bill Haley.
Get out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. Get out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. Well, roll my breakfast, 'cause I'm a hungry man. I said, shake, rattle and roll. I said, shake. I said, shake, rattle and roll. I said, shake, rattle and roll. Well, you'll never do nothing to save your doggone soul. Wearing those dresses, your head done up so nice. Wearing those dresses, your head done up so nice. You look so warm, but your heart is cold as ice. Tell you don't love me no more. I believe you're doing me wrong, and now I know. I believe you're doing me wrong, and now I know. The more I work, the faster my money goes. I said, shake, rattle and roll. I said, shake, rattle and roll. I said, shake. I said, shake, rattle and roll. Well, you never do nothing to save your doggone soul. Shake, rattle and roll.
In 1954, Shake, Rattle and Roll was rock's first million seller and the first top 10 hit for a legendary pioneer rock and roll band, the Comets, led by Bill Haley.
The Comets and myself had been working as a country and western band around the Philadelphia, Pennsylvania area, and I had done quite a bit of work down in the New Orleans area and was a great fan of a lot of the great rhythm and blues artists of those days, and had developed sort of a style singing these type songs with a country and western band, and not realizing that we had something that was going to change the music business. We started to make records in 1951 for Essex Records in Philadelphia, and the first was a thing called Rocket 88, which was a regional hit for us then. And in 1952 we had We're Gonna Rock This Joint Tonight, and in 1952 I wrote a tune called Rock a Beatin Boogie. The original song started out with the lyric, rock, rock, rock everybody, roll, roll, roll everybody.
A boogie, you make it sweet. You get the rock a beat and boogie, rock a beat and boogie beat. Well, the rock a beat and boogie, B-O-G-I-E.
1 year after composing Rock a Beat and Boogie, Bill Haley made the big time, the national top 15, with one of the very first real rock and roll records.
Crazy man, crazy. Crazy man, crazy. Crazy man, crazy. Oh man, that music's gone, gone. I said crazy man, crazy. Crazy man, crazy. Crazy man, crazy. Oh man, that music's gone, gone. When I go out and I want a treat, find me a band with a solid beat. Take my chick and we dance about. When they start rocking more, we start shouting, shouting. Crazy man, crazy. Crazy man, crazy. Crazy.
crazy man, crazy. Man, that music's gone, gone.
Go, 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 everybody. Go, 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 everybody. Go, 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 everybody. Go, 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 go.
Crazy man, crazy. Crazy man, crazy. Man, that music's gone, gone. Crazy man, crazy. Crazy man, crazy. Crazy man, crazy. Man, that music's gone, gone. They play it soft, they play it strong. Crazy man, crazy. Crazy man, crazy.
Crazy Man Crazy. It captured the three main elements of Bill Haley music. Country boogie-woogie, Dixieland, and old-style rhythm and blues.
In those days, we would record just about anywhere. Our original hit songs like Crazy Man Crazy and Rock the Joint, things like this, were recorded in a radio station studio and just with one engineer. And after rock and roll started to catch on and we had other artists helping us out with it, we started to record in New York City, the big time, and we got some better studios then. What made me be a performer? Gee, I don't know. I guess that I've always been stage struck since I was a kid. I got my first guitar at the age of 5. I took guitar lessons until I was about 7. I guess I was always a ham. My mother played piano, my dad mandolin. I loved to be on the stage. I used to enter all the amateur contests, and I used to be a yodeler back in those days, and I used to be known as Silver Yodeling Bill Haley. But then as I grew older, why, I got into trying to develop my own style of music.
The handyman found the blues, and the Haley came along with a rocking song.
R-O-C-K, rock!
The very thing that set it apart is what rock and roll music is. It is not rhythm and blues music. It's not country and western music. It's not jazz. It's a combination of these things. I would say that rock and roll as we know it today, the pure type rock was a faster type music with a good hard 2-4 beat with happy lyrics. The original things like See You Later, Alligator, and You Hit the Wrong Note, Billy Goat, and Razzle Dazzle, and Rock Around the Clock, things like this were happy type lyric. But it's a combination of rhythm and blues and country and western music.
On April 12, 1954, Bill Haley and the Comets assembled on Manhattan's West Side. There, on stage, in a deserted ballroom, they recorded what the Guinness Book of World Records called the top-selling pop single of all time.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad rags on. Join me home. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes one. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. When the clock strikes 2, 3, and 4, if the band slows down, we'll yell for more. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight.
chimes ring five, six, and seven. We'll be right in seventh heaven. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Oh, when it's 8, 9, 10, 11, 2, I'll be going strong, and so will you. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. When the clock strikes 12, we'll cool off and start rocking around the clock again. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight.
It all happened so fast for the Comets and myself that we didn't really have time to think, because from 1954 until 1960, for 6 years, we hardly ever got out of a hotel room. And the great surge of rock and roll in that time was so fantastic, and they kept us traveling around the world quite a bit. But of course, we were all very proud to be making movies and doing television and things like this. And up to this date, we've sold a little over 70 million records.
But Bill Haley's story didn't end in 1960. In 1974, the original Rock Around the Clock, out 20 years before to the very day, became a top 40 hit all over again. Next, we move on from Bill Haley to what many people consider the birthplace of rock and roll, where rhythm and blues and country music merged, 706 Union Avenue in Memphis. We'll explore the distinctive sound of that address in a moment when the history of rock and roll continues.